It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And we are talking about the 512 Selena experience coming up Saturday at Seven Feathers, and a lot of excitement about that. Keila Martinez is on with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about this show, and how long have you guys been doing it?
Well, it's been going on for, I want to say, 6 years now. And what it basically consists of is what it would have been a Selena live show. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and we have a lot of fun. We interact with the audience. We have some costume changes, and we sing her best hits. So it's a very fun night.
And I know Selena had a really big impact, but tragically a shorter impact, yet her music seems to really live on.
Yes, we see that in all of our shows. We see different generations, like some very, very young kids, like you would say like maybe like 4 years old up to like 65 years old, because, you know, her music has been going on for so many years. But it's a beautiful thing that we get to experience, you know, her music through different generations.
And you guys tour around. How much the year do you spend doing this?
It's pretty much nonstop. We have performances sometimes every week, every weekend. Sometimes it's every other week. We do get a little bit of a break, like during wintertime in December. Because of the holidays and all of that happening, and a little bit during the summer. But for the most part, we're just going and going, and it's a pretty active schedule, but we love it. We love what we do.
And talk about the band you've got with you.
So we are a total of six members. We have our musical director, Carlos Vargas. He is also our guitarist. We have our keyboard player. His name is David Vasquez. We also have our drummer, Julio, our bass player, David. Dave, we call him Dave. And then myself, Keila Martinez. Oh, and I'm also, I don't want to forget, our percussionist, Rob Salazar. So it's a total of six members, and we're all from either Arizona or California. Four members are from California, and two of us are from Arizona.
I was looking over the information on Carlos, and that for him includes some time touring with people like the Backstreet Boys and Mariah Carey and Adele. Man.
Yes, he has a very interesting background. He has been doing this for a while. But yeah, he has had the opportunity to tour with great artists. He also does some studio recording for a lot of young artists that are just, you know, getting started in the industry. So yeah, he has a very, very nice background.
So how did you get into doing this?
I'm from San Luis, Arizona. It's a very small town here in Arizona, close to Yuma. And I started, I've always liked Selena's music, because growing up, like in all of the parties and all of the different quinceañeras and stuff that I would attend, we would always have Selena's music. So growing up, I always loved her music. I loved singing since I was very, very young. I was also a part of like mariachis and different bands growing up. And then once I was, I believe, 29, it was in 2019 when I got contacted for a Selena tribute that wanted to be put together. And I said yes, and we've been doing this for a while, but the main purpose is just to keep her legacy alive and to keep, you know, giving this to different generations, to our community, just sharing her music.
And it's interesting that you don't spend all your time in the music and entertainment industry. You've got you're also in the education field.
Yes, I used to be. I used to work as a school counselor. I did that for 4 years, and right now I'm still in the same field in counseling, but I'm a therapist as of now. And yeah, I love what I do. It's it also involves, you know, like helping people, and it's always something that I've been very passionate about. So that's another field that I also take part in. Mm-hmm.
Well, stay on the line here. We're going to hear a little segment from a live recording of the group here, if I can get the technology to cooperate this morning, which, okay, there we go. Sounds like you guys have a lot of energy with this. What can people expect when they come out to your show at Seven Feathers on Saturday night?
Well, what they could expect is definitely a fun night. They can expect to hear all of Selena's music, her best hits, and to see different costume changes, definitely to engage, and a lot of dancing.
All right.
So it's going to be, we're looking forward to it. We love Oregon, so we're very excited.
All right, again, that is Saturday night at Seven Feathers Casino and Resort in Canyonville, and that show gets started at 7:30, I do believe. Kyla, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
All right, 8:39 at the morning report.
Intrude.